serious situation, and if it looks worse, it looks dangerous. It seems to me somehow we've got to get the United Nations in the act, because if it should break out, the trip to China would be jeopardized. And if you've seen, I guess, some of the reports, the PAC Army now is in a state of readiness, and the Indians are certainly behaving badly, and we don't. So what I'm saying is that I think we've got to get prepared to take some action diplomatically if it looks as if it's war is imminent. And I think one thing we can do is get a little more public attention focused on it, so that if we have to go to get some, we don't have to necessarily, maybe we get somebody else to do it, but if we want to get the United Nations in the act so we get out of them from the middle.
They were in before.
They've been, oh sure.
I mean the other time.
Oh yes, they've been very active in it. And Mrs. Gandhi has resisted any attempt to have the United Nations in it.
We agree with that,
Chief. You know, Pakistan has been quite favorably disposed to it. Well, all I'm saying is
how do we go about it?
Well, it's a little complicated because the Security Council and the Chinese are there. We have to check it out pretty carefully, but you have no trouble getting Security Council meeting on it.
And that's a good time. Well, we had a basic meeting today, Mr. President, and general feeling was that perhaps we should wait till Monday to hear her speech. The problem...
Oh, I agree. We don't have to do anything now.
That's a problem. One perhaps knows exactly what the resolution is, so that the resolution doesn't help the Indians, give the Indians an even better basis for bringing pressure. And secondly, we have to move carefully with the Chinese. Our trouble is that our Paris contact won't be back till Monday. We shouldn't approach their delegation in New York until we get word from Peking how they want us to play that. We queried them and said, well, how do you want us to handle it?
They haven't told you what to do yet.
And they haven't told us what to do.
I don't forget this. But they're telling us what to do?
No. Tell us how to deal with their New York delegation.
Oh,
they have, for example, they resisted.
Like, for example, they had said they didn't want to deal with their Canadian ambassador.
They specifically, we had told them twice that it'd be a lot simpler for us to deal with Ottawa than with Paris. And on both occasions, they said they did not want us to deal with one war. Now, for that reason, it would be a little complex. I would recommend that we wait till Monday.
I'm not suggesting we do anything now. I want the President to know I think it is developing a serious situation. Secondly, I think...
If you'd like to start as far as 6:30, we should start as far as you want. I think it's going to be that time.
6:35. 6:35
is science.
No, but
you can't do that. Let me ask you this, could we have a discussion on this next Tuesday?
Yes, well, let's...
I'd like to just hear about it.
Okay, fine.
Have Cisco there to react to what's going on.
Oh, fine, it's not a problem.
I don't know what the hell what we can do. The Indians are... The Indians are more to blame here, Bill, than
the past. No, that's why the Security Council action is very attractive to me. If we, well, obviously, we've got to do it carefully, we've got to consult with everybody.
Chinese,
but they,
that came with
yeah,
knowledge.
Right, because Mr. President, the Indians, well, I don't think we can answer this right. The Indians don't want it. The Indians are very reluctant to have the United Nations involved at all. Yaya has been quite relaxed about the United Nations presence. The fact of the matter, if war breaks out in that part of the world, the Indians are going to win. The PACs have only got 60,000 men in East Pakistan. They'd have one hell of a time. And the worst thing that could happen, seems to me, would be to have a war break out and India win.
Yeah.
And I don't think we should do it. I don't think we have to make any decisions now, except to say that if it looks as if it's getting to a crisis stage, and it may very well when she makes her speech next week, that then we've got to be ready to move, and I think the United Nations is the best place to
go. Should any messages go either to India or Pakistan at this point?
Yes, we've consulted with them, we've been after them.
They've had the impact of this, and I think if we do more than we've already done this week, we look too nervous. I mean, Cisco has come to and has
that's here.
Yeah. And I, and also we sent a message today. I mean, you have...
Bill, I'll tell you, if it breaks out, just count us out in terms of...
Well, we've made that pretty clear.
Future economic assistance for Indian.
In my discussions with Mrs. Gandhi over the plan, all I told her, no uncertain terms, I took her, you know, I was much more frank than you, right to the point, because I can talk plainer, but I said the President just told me, made it clear that if war breaks out, all bets are off, we're not going to provide any...
Well, that's how much do they want to talk to you?
I don't see how they reproduce.
I thought the announcement worked out really well.
You are, Rita, I think I've got all the nuances that we talked about. We're now ready to go for the 2 months if necessary.
Well, you're
or six,
completely flexible, let me be honest.
That's a very interesting meeting.
And the President is so crooked. On 3 and a half, he goes to the left of you on this. I get 2 battles away. He's positioning himself to the right.
The issue of what?
No.
Last performance in there was unbelievable again.
Where?
on the goddamn submarines. If we don't have a submarine, then we are not any better off not having an ICBM then, because we're not going to have ICBMs anyway. The question you put was absolutely right, and my mind is going in the same direction as yours, whether we are not better off pushing our own submarine program than trying to constrict theirs. And it would also help with our conservatives. But you won't even get me close to having to make that decision for 6 weeks.
Who is closer to believers, Frank Jennings and his
Yeah.